ジャパニーズポッド 101.com?
Maybe.
おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia Lesson 21. Can your Japanese affect your health?
そして、鈴木さくらがお届けします。Hi everyone, this is Sakura. 今日も東京赤坂からレッスンをお届けしたいと思います。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia Series. In this series, we're going to explore the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia, 擬音語 and 擬態語。
擬音語 are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds, like our English onomatopoeia.
Such as どんどん、
bang bang.Heavy impact sound.
むしゃむしゃ
Munching sound. 擬態語 on the other hand, describe the situation, feeling, or state using sound.
Such as ふらふらする or ふらつく
To wander around. We hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get on with the lesson. Now, starting with this lesson, we'll be introducing onomatopoeia in situations with an upper beginner, lower intermediate level dialogue.
どんどん難しくなりますね。It's getting more and more difficult.
Well, it won't be that difficult. Because by now, you've already gotten the idea of how Japanese onomatopoeia work.
はい。
So, all you have to do is now just learn the new onomatopoeia vocabulary in each lesson. Okay, Sakura-san, what are we learning in this lesson?
We learn how to describe health conditions using onomatopoeia. 今回のオノマトペアは特にお医者さんで便利だと思いますよ。
So the onomatopoeia in this lesson are especially useful for a doctor visit. The conversation is between
鈴木さんと部長です。Mr. Suzuki and his boss.
The conversation takes place at
the office. 会社です。It appears that Mr. Suzuki is feeling sick.
Pretend you're a doctor and listen closely to hear what kind of symptoms he has. Let's listen to the conversation.
風邪か？
いえ、目がしょぼしょぼして、鼻もズルズル出るので、アレルギーだと思います。
ちょっと、タバコをやめた方がいいんじゃないか？
そうかもしれないですね。タバコを吸うとゲホゲホするし、喉もイガイガするんですよ。実は先週くらいから腹もゴロゴロするんですよね。
おいおい、大丈夫かよ。
時々キリキリと痛いんですよね。物を食べると胃がムカムカするし、時々耳もキーンとするし。
医者に行けよ。
毎日ヘトヘトになるまで働いているので、ストレスですかね、部長。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
風邪か？
いえ、目がしょぼしょぼして、鼻もずるずる出るので、アレルギーだと思います。
ちょっと、タバコをやめた方がいいんじゃないか？
そうかもしれないですね。
That means a feeling of discomfort due to nausea or anger.
はい。Both 胃 and お腹 are translated as stomach, but they're not interchangeable in this case. It has to be お腹がゴロゴロ and 胃がムカムカ。
Can we hear some sample sentences?
ジュースを飲みすぎてお腹がゴロゴロする。
I drank too much juice and have an upset stomach.The speaker probably needs to go to the bathroom, although... I didn't realize this lesson would be like this.
And here's a sample sentence for ムカムカね。ピザを食べすぎて胃がムカムカする。
I ate too much pizza and I feel nauseous. Speaker feels like he or she is going to throw up. Doesn't stop, does it?
まあね、
Mm. All right. The speaker feels like he or she is going to be sick, as you could probably guess. I is the stomach, but onaka refers to a bigger area, which probably includes lower part of the stomach too.
そうですね。Okay, the last onomatopoeia phrase I'd like to introduce is 胃がキリキリ痛い or 胃がキリキリする to have a sharp pain in one's stomach. キリキリ is an onomatopoeia.
キリキリ indicates a sharp continuous pain.
Right, here's a sample sentence. 会社に行きたくない。月曜日はいつも胃がキリキリする。
I don't want to go to work. I always have a sharp pain in my stomach on Mondays.
This person is probably feeling too much stress.
Hmm.
ストレスが多いんでしょうね。
I think so. Okay, there's a detail right up in the lesson notes about onomatopoeia that express pain, so please check them out. We're sure that these onomatopoeia will come in handy when you go to a doctor or a pharmacy in Japan. So, to conclude...In this lesson, we introduced onomatopoeia that describes symptoms or health conditions.
In the next onomatopoeia lesson, you'll learn how to describe the weather using onomatopoeia. 楽しみにしていてください。
Please look forward to it. And we should probably apologize. We didn't realize how graphic, this lesson would turn.
すみませんでした。
申し訳ございません。
はい。お食事中の方、ごめんなさい。
An extra apology for those who were eating during this lesson.
X!
風邪か？
いえ、目がしょぼしょぼして、鼻もズルズル出るので、アレルギーだと思います。
ちょっと、タバコをやめた方がいいんじゃないか？
そうかもしれないですね。タバコを吸うとゲホゲホするし、喉もイガイガするんですよ。実は先週くらいから腹もゴロゴロするんですよね。
おいおい、大丈夫かよ。
時々キリキリと痛いんですよね。物を食べると胃がムカムカするし、時々耳もキーンとするし。
医者に行けよ。
毎日ヘトヘトになるまで働いているので、ストレスですかね、部長。